Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Let me know if I'm crazy. I feel like I'm being gaslit because we are on day 86. 86 of Mitch McConnell being missing in action. Every American should be furious about this, especially if you are a constituent in Kentucky. 86 days. We have no idea where Mitch McConnell is. He's been getting paid and not showing up to work. Could you imagine if you took 86 days off of work? If you miss work for one day, no call, no show, you're getting fired. And this guy, 86 days, his staff continues to get paid. He continues to get paid. We only have two photos, still, of Mitch McConnell and his wife, supposedly, with a lot of conspiracy theories flying around about it. Understandably so, because if you're supposedly well enough to get checked out of a rehabilitation center, then you should be able to, I don't know, call the governor for 30 seconds and say, hey, I'm able to do my job. Maybe get on a TV interview and talk to the people of Kentucky. This is why Gen Z and my generation is so pissed off. And frankly, so many Americans are furious about the system we live under. It is a system built by people and with people in power right now who will do anything to stay in power. You have Mitch McConnell. This is a video right here of Mitch McConnell, a still of him falling down. This video is from 2014. 2014. Folks, it's almost 2027. Mitch McConnell fell down and broke his shoulder in his home in 2019. And I am not trying to be cruel or make fun of the man. I think if he wants to go live out his days with his family, he should do that. But it is ridiculous to look at us, the American people, and say, no, this is normal. Let him serve. He's not serving. This is not a new thing. Mitch McConnell has not been doing well health-wise for a while. Again, stumbling on stage in 2014, breaking his shoulder in 2019, freezing in front of cameras years ago. So let's break some of this down. This is from a Daily Beast article a few days ago. I want to be clear here. The former Republican Senate leader has already missed 60 votes in Congress since his hospitalization on everything from a war powers resolution on Iran and policies on housing affordability to the confirmation of new Attorney General Todd Blanche. Again, a system of people who will do anything to stay in power. They do not care about the American people. They do not care about the Constitution. They are there to get rich and stay there for as long as physically possible. No wonder people are fed up with American politics. No wonder people don't want to vote. This is insanity. McConnell was released from a rehabilitation center, on August 6th, according to a statement from his office at the time, but his team has offered no new information about how the senator is doing since then. Here's a timer from the Daily Beast. And I just want to be clear, while the Senate has been in recess since August 8th, McConnell's office has not said if he will return with his colleagues when they arrive back in Washington in just under 2 weeks ahead of the 80-day mark of his disappearance. This article was from 9 days ago, because we are now on day 86. His office is not responding to questions from the Daily Beast. They visited his home where there are marked Capitol Police officers, or unmarked vans, I should say, of Capitol Police in front of his house with the window shades closed. The blinds on the top of the floor were open, but obviously couldn't see anybody or anything in the house. The last picture we got was over a month ago, and you have his team showing up to events on McConnell's behalf. That is nuts. Last month, McConnell's state director, Robin Taylor, attended the opening of a new housing community in Louisville where she apologized for the senator not being able to make it that day. And that's the thing. This is the culture that's being built in American politics, specifically on the right, where the Republican Party has no values and no morals as it stands, as the movement stands. Elected officials all gathering behind this man who, I want to be clear, when we talk about cognitive decline, when we talk about holding on to power for as long as physically possible. This was Donald Trump on stage an hour and a half ago. This absolutely enraged me, but also shows you the level of cognitive decline, where we are at with Donald Trump. He's always been a liar, but his stories continue to get more and more outrageous. This was him today. Take a listen.
We got two firemen. We thought it was coming down on top of us, and two firemen big, strong guys, and I'm not the smallest guy in the world. They grabbed me under the arm and said, got to get out of here. And they literally lifted me up. This is not easy to do. I'm big. They lifted me up and they started running with me. I said, fellas, I can run myself. But they were amazing, but they thought it was coming down. It didn't come down, U.S. Steel.
That is Donald Trump claiming that on 9/11, he was at One Liberty Plaza. That's the building he's referencing, which is right across the street from the World Trade Center. It suffered significant damage on 9/11. And he is claiming that two firefighters physically lifted him up and carried him out of the building amid the chaos. Donald Trump was 4 miles away from the World Trade Center on 9/11. He was in Midtown Manhattan at Trump Tower. How do we know this? We know it because he said so. He said that he was at Trump Tower, Midtown Manhattan, and he was watching the news when he first learned about it. He did a phone interview on 9/11 from Trump Tower. You can look it up. So it's like, how do you compete in a media environment where Donald Trump gets to claim this level of fantasy as an 80-year-old cognitively declining man? Where Mitch McConnell can disappear for 86 days and nobody asks any questions. But when Joe Biden would, you know, wear sneakers, it was an entire media ordeal for a month. It was nonstop coverage that, oh my God, they changed Joe Biden's shoes because they don't want him to trip because he's so old. It drives me nuts. There's genuinely a question to be asked of how do you compete in this media environment? And obviously you guys have now seen this going so viral just the other day. I made a video about it on my YouTube channel of Donald Trump going ballistic on Truth Social this past Sunday, posting relentlessly, like over and over and over again, and these crazy AI images of Space Force uniforms, of the moon is ours, AI images of him in a spaceship, what appears to be blowing up Earth, him next to robots, claiming New Mexico should be New America. And all of this, the cognitively declining, while people enable him to stay in power, and they all get super rich together. Donald Trump obviously 3Xing his net worth while in office. Absolutely effing nuts. And this is something else we learned that should have been talked about more. We learned about this a while ago on June 4th, 10 days before Mitch McConnell disappeared. There's some articles written about this. He spent nearly 20 hours on the Senate floor frozen in place in a time lapse. This was some great journalism, some really good work to go back and find this video and timestamp it and figure it out. That is Mitch McConnell right there next to this individual, this man who I believe is was pushing around his wheelchair around this time. A week before we learn that he's been hospitalized, he stays on the Senate floor practically still, completely still for 20 hours, 20 hours, 20 hours, not moving. It's like this probably should have been a sign that something was wrong. I mean, and this goes on for over a minute. I think you get the idea here. Something is clearly not right. You actually had Fox News now on this. Somebody just the other day on the panel. Fox News. That's Tommy Lauren saying enough is enough. Take a listen.
I'll say it. If he does not come back in September, he needs to step down. Enough of this already. How many months has it been since we've even heard from him directly? I don't want to see, you know, proof of life photos from a hospital bed anymore. He needs to get in front of a microphone and prove that he can do this job. And if he can't, he needs to step aside, period. That's it. We got to go.
Hot take from Joe Concha. All right, coming up, the AI.
Wow. I mean, you can see kind of how uncomfortable people are, or at least I don't know. You can let me know in the comments. I can feel it. I can feel the uncomfortability. Is that the right word? Is that a word? Uncomfortability of people on this panel. And when they're letting somebody like that on Fox spew that, you know, it's bad because Fox is, you know, not going to say stuff like that. By the way, before we continue and I talk more about Mitch McConnell, it would mean a lot to me if you go right down below and hit like, hit subscribe, share this video out. If you made it this far, obviously I'm not Adam Mockler. My name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. So make sure you're subscribed here on the Adam Mockler channel. Some big things coming. Adam is working so hard behind the scenes and we work really hard every day to bring you stories like this because we cannot let this be normalized. I don't care how the media or how people want to act around this stuff. I will be the last man standing. I refuse to let it be normalized that Donald Trump is posting AI photos, that Mitch McConnell is gone for 86 days. And I know Adam feels the same. So again, it means a lot. It helps us out. Subscribe, hit like, and check out my YouTube channel down below. Getting closer and closer to 300,000 subscribers. You guys are incredible. Take a listen to this because, again, I'm not trying to be cruel here, but Mitch McConnell's legacy is going to be cemented. This is a man who, you know, obviously has enabled Donald Trump for so long, has worked his whole life to pass things like rejecting paid sick leave, rejecting expansions, rejecting healthcare expansions while he gets to, you know, live off the benefits that nobody else gets to, as he's, you know, again, been gone for 86 days and still getting paid, and his office is still getting paid. But he's also, again, a man who's enabled Donald Trump every step of the way, it appears, with no backbone. I'm not trying to be cruel. This is not about Mitch McConnell falling down or staring into the abyss and me making fun of him. The reality is he will leave a legacy, and this is it.
How do you reconcile your Trump endorsement with the fact that you called him practically and morally responsible for January 6th and the fact that he insulted you and your wife repeatedly?
On February the 25th, 2021, shortly after the attack on the Capitol, I was asked a similar question, and I said I would support the nominee for president even if it were the former president.
Mr. McConnell, in April of last year, you indicated, didn't really directly answer the question as to whether or not you were comfortable with Mr. Trump if he was in the middle of criminal trials and indictments, he was the nominee. I presume that means you're comfortable with him.
I don't have anything to add to what I just said. I said in February of 2021, shortly after the attack on the Capitol, that I would support President Trump if he were the nominee of our party, and he obviously is going to be the nominee of our party. Alex?
I mean, come on. The first reporter is quite literally looking at you and in a very kind, respectful way saying, have some goddamn self-respect. How do you reckon with this after saying that January 6th that Donald Trump, at the very least, didn't do his job? I mean, it was truly a dark day in our nation's history. January 6th, a mob of Donald Trump supporters, you know, storming the Capitol, beating police officers over the head while Donald Trump did nothing about it. You said that that wasn't acceptable, and he's attacked you and your wife, as we know how cruel Donald Trump can be. How do you reckon with now that you've endorsed him? This obviously from a while ago. Well, I said I'd support the former president. My goodness. And this isn't new. Mitch McConnell has needed to retire for a long time. He fell in that video in 2014. Okay, maybe he just stumbled. Maybe he wasn't old. But we've seen clips of him far more recently where he's clearly struggling to walk. We're nearing wheelchair time where he has fallen in the Senate, being asked questions or walking around Congress. And he's frozen twice. And not recently, like in the last few years. I mean, that's recent, but in terms of the last 86 days, not recent. All of the people behind him in this video should have called for him to resign if we had a functioning political system after this video.
This week has been good bipartisan cooperation and a string of
Okay, Mitch. Anything else you want to say, or should we just go back to your office? Mm-hmm. Do you want to say anything else to the press?
Go back.
Go ahead, John.
I'll take it back. Let's go back to you.
Go ahead, John.
So this is the, we're coming up on the 1 year anniversary of the IRA.
I mean, it's depressing, it's sad. Go spend time with your family. I have my opinions about what your legacy will be. And again, I will say for the millionth time, I'm not here to be cruel. This is ridiculous. Especially as a 24-year-old, it just gives me such little faith in our system. But it's why Adam and I do what we do. This was, this is the craziest video. This was a Republican 2 months ago being asked about Mitch McConnell. Take a listen.
It's critical that we have a senator from Kentucky voting in the Senate chamber.
Do you know that he's alive?
I don't. You know, just the things that I've heard and seen from some friends is that he's obviously not doing well, but don't know if he's alive or has passed away.
I mean, I'm being gaslit. I started this video, if you made it this far, I said, I feel like I'm being gaslit because I feel like I'm the only one who finds this insane. I wake up and I see the president doing this on True Social. I see Republicans being asked about a sitting U.S. senator and saying, I don't know if he's alive. And everybody just walks around like it's normal. No, that's normally how our politics works. And I feel crazy because I'm sitting here going, this is not normal. This is not how our politics works. Our friend Mike Nellis, who many of you know the other day on CNN, pressing Scott Jennings, who's one of the only people up to this point who's claimed that he's talked to Mitch McConnell.
Talking about the constituents.
Well, if I can add one more thing. Scott, why don't you pull out your phone and ask Mitch McConnell how he feels about it?
That's totally two different things.
Next for us.
That's right. Scott Jennings claiming, I talked to Mitch for 20 minutes, 15 minutes. And then after that, silence about it. People saying, pull out your phone, call him. No one wants to call him. Doesn't want to do that. Doesn't seem interested in talking about it any longer. Probably because he lied. Again, this is Mitch McConnell right here. This is him. A photo of him, the Confederate flag, in the background. This is his legacy. Let me know what you think of all of this in the comments down below. I really appreciate you making it to the end of this video. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. So make sure you hit like, hit subscribe, check out my YouTube channel down below, and I will see you in the next video.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.